It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. October is Fair Trade Month in North America, when retailers, brands, and conscious consumers acknowledge the positive global impact of fair trade. This business practice has expanded to chocolate, mangoes, wine, and rugs, although coffee still accounts for 80% of 2013's fair trade premiums. Today, business contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, looks at the business of fair trade. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, Paul. How are you doing today?
Well, thank you. Good. Many consumers purchase products labeled fair trade, but what does fair trade mean?
So fair trade is the ethical partnership between consumers and producers around the world. Fair trade is really a trading partnership. It's based on dialogue, transparency, respect. And it really tries to access and create equity in international trade. So there's food, other products. Many are purchased via fair trade support through farmers and artisans. And then what ends up happening is their families and communities and the environment are truly supported. So overall, it promotes sustainable development by offering better trading conditions, securing the rights of, making sure that people are not marginalized, and really looks at the rights of workers in developing countries. It's a really good thing, Paul.
From an international perspective, how many people are involved in fair trade?
When we did our recent research, we looked at over 1 million farmers and workers in 58 developing countries across Africa, Asia, Latin America are currently participating in fair trade. And again, we did note that while coffee was the largest item that was really involved, we also saw chocolate, tea, handcrafts, and another number of other fair trade products.
Don't forget mangoes.
Don't forget mangoes. And speaking of chocolate, last week we had a very important question about chocolate and whether or not dark chocolate almond bars are still being made. And the answer is yes. So our listeners can rejoice and go buy a dark chocolate almond bar. They're not necessarily fair trade, but maybe the dark chocolate is fair trade. So that's cool.
Dark chocolate.
Almond bars.
Yes.
Almond Joy bars. So there you go.
So what are the various types of trade principles?
Okay. So we can look at some of these there. It's a fair price. So farmers are guaranteed a minimum price on their goods and guaranteed an additional price for organic products. They are also eligible for pre-harvest credit. Fair labor conditions. So that means no forced child labor, living wages, freedom of association, safe workplace, and some of these places are not very safe. I mean, doing coffee and roasting coffee and that whole business is a tough business. Direct trade, so you take out more of the middlemen that are involved, and that's important, and you ensure greater profits for the farmers. Democratic and transparent organizations, so these are farmer collectives, and they can decide how to invest their revenues too.
Kind of behind the scenes glimpse that you just gave us, I guess I didn't realize that coffee was a tough business. I think we all have this stereotypical vision perpetuated by media and advertising stereotypes of the figure, like the serene figure of Juan Valdez wandering around with his donkey
collecting
coffee beans and looking like he's just having a great old time out there.
No,
but you're saying that is not
tough. Business. Yeah, it's you know, in the hot sun. It is not easy. And you also want to make sure that these farms are maintaining environmental sustainability. So a lot of fair trade practices require no harmful agrochemicals or genetically modified organisms. So it protects the farmers and preserves the ecosystem. So there's a lot involved in fair trade. And there's bananas, also sugar, flowers, wine, spices, and that is a lot of different products.
Talking with our business contributor, Rebecca Harris, about fair trade. Now, I'm naturally a skeptic. So how do we know? How do we know? Someone may say, well, this is fair trade. How do we know if a product really is fair trade?
Right. Well, the product should have a fair trade certification, and customers can recognize and support the just fair trading policies of the producer by purchasing the product. There are official designations. Internationally, the FLO, Fair Trade Labeling Organization International.
These are the big players in these industries.
And they basically bring together separate labeling initiatives and producer networks that represent fair trade certified producer organizations. So there really is this whole network that assures us that fair trade is really fair trade. And it's interesting, Paul, the fair trade movement in the U.S. traces its roots to a Pennsylvania Mennonite and businesswoman named Ida Edna Ruth Beiler, who imported artisan crafts made by low-income women in Puerto Rico. And this was right after the Second World War. So it's really interesting. See, all good things happen in Pennsylvania, Paul.
I had no idea.
I know that.
All right. Well, last but not least, what are, Rebecca, the latest trends in fair trade?
Well,
can you tell us?
Yeah, we see stores, for example, like 10,000 Villages. That's very important as you're seeing whole stores really promote fair trade. We're seeing major furnishings and larger companies like West Elm. They're bringing in large handcrafted goods. We're seeing more fair trade in regular apparel stores. So that's important that we know that it's becoming a little bit more mainstream. But the key is the biggest obstacle remains the lack of demand. Unless consumers demand fair trade products, it's a lot easier and less expensive to sell non-fair trade products. So we need to get our audiences out there asking for fair trade.
And what are the things that maybe we know to avoid?
Well, I think what you really want to avoid is making sure that when you are buying fair trade that, you look at the labels, you know that they really are the labels that they say they are. But it's interesting because while fair trade has really gone up, premium payments in all product categories have grown from millions of dollars over the last few years. It still remains such a small, small niche in United States purchasing and importing. So we know there's a long way to go. But overall, in general, fair trade now has become more mainstream and more people are really accepting it. And it's nice when you support fair trade farmers and the initiatives and the artisans because we know that they really are an important part of developing economies.
Rebecca Harris is our business contributor. She is director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, looking at the business of fair trade. Rebecca, as always, thank you so much.
You are so welcome, Paul.
Thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. Until next time, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.